It's my honor and pleasure to introduce our new administrator.
The annual Meet the Administrator Forum was Thursday at AirVenture Oshkosh 2025. Brian Bedford had been sworn in just 9 days earlier. Most recently, Bedford headed up Republic Airways. This is the question and answer session of the forum, with Bedford taking questions from EAA Chairman and CEO Jack Pelton.
Now, as a pilot, you're switching sides, you're going to be on the FAA side. What are some things, I mean, we know the Secretary and the President have a really robust agenda, modernization being one of them. The other one is integrating UAS into the NAS. And then there's going to be the things that are important to you as far as your priorities with the FAA. I'm not trying to, just some of the highlights of.
No, sure. So you've probably followed the President's executive order on both drones and supersonic. We'll all have a stake in this when we start thinking about the use of drones beyond visual line of sight. So the regulation today is you can fly a drone almost anywhere as long as it's under 400 feet, and you can see it. That's essentially our requirements. As we think about drone capabilities, and those of you who have witnessed the horror in Ukraine now realize that drones are no longer just a nifty fun thing to go take pictures at weddings. They can be used for both good purposes as well as malevolent purposes. So when you think about how we're going to integrate drones into the NAS, and we have to do it. I mean, we can't allow it to just happen, you know, on its own organically. We've got to think about this, and we're working with our partners at Homeland Security, FBI. How do we train folks adequately? How do we register them? How do we surveil them? So we do have some rulemaking that will be coming out in the not too distant future that will illuminate the FAA and I think Department of Homeland Security's perspectives on how to enable drone usage near the NAS, not in the NAS, but near the NAS, or at least near air traffic, and certainly how to counter surveil drone activity that, you know, isn't where we want it to be. Really complicated issue. We've got a team of, you know, great scientists and folks at the FAA who are figuring that stuff out for us.
And then there's a supersonic piece of the.
Supersonic is, I think, even more interesting, honestly, because this has an opportunity to, you know, really unlock commercial travel in ways that we haven't seen since the Concorde was retired nearly 20 years ago. Obviously, we're concerned about noise. NASA's been on the leading edge of what we think of as quiet boom technology. It does feel like it's getting ready for prime time, maybe in the next 5 years. And once again, I think our folks at FAA are leaning in to think, you know, how could this be deployed over land, over residential areas, you know, at what altitudes and what restrictions in terms of what noise levels might be acceptable. Noise is obviously one of the third rails of aviation.
Certainly.
In terms of mitigating noise pollution in residential areas.
You know, at Republic, you guys were looking out at electric-powered 19-passenger kinds of airplanes, and I know you personally were actively involved in those discussions. And where do you think the future of that's going?
Well, I tell you, of all the things that are going on in aviation right now, small is beautiful. I mean, the things start small, and then obviously they scale. And you look at whether it's Beta, Joby, Archer, just down south in D.C., we have Electra. I mean, there are some really wonderful things going on in terms of both battery technology and hybrid electric technology, which I think, frankly, may be the game changer, hybrid electric. And when we think about that, I tend to look at it historically as an operator on how we can use those vehicles to connect small town America. You know, as we've gone through pilot shortages, there's been less crew members to operate that service, and with less operations, there's been less demand for those types of products. And we've seen a significant amount of atrophy in American innovation on small aircraft, which is one of the reasons I think Mosaic will be great to get more entrepreneurial development going again, and we're less prescriptive in regulation and more, you know, performance driven in regulation. And I think we'll bring that same thing to what will ultimately be powered lift certification, and that's right behind, you know, drones as powered lift.
I do want to take a moment, and I think 9 days on the job, let's give him a round of applause.
You're listening to highlights from the annual Meet the Administrator Forum at AirVenture. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford took questions from EAA Chairman and CEO Jack Pelton at Theater in the Woods.
Yeah, the FAA team works, you know, they stuck to it. They worked with the industry and made what I think is the greatest regulatory change in 75 years. I think what we will see, the effects and impacts of what was put into that, is going to be incredible.
There's a lot of that creativity at FAA if we can just unleash it. Mm-hmm. You know, they also want to see aviation continue to flourish. And I think one of the challenges that we faced is, depending on who the administrator is, some people like to lean more and we're just a safety organization. And safety, well, let's be honest, the safest thing we can do is just not do anything, right? Just don't fly. Well, that's not really what we're about. You know, we want to unleash opportunity and unleash innovation. We just want to make sure we're doing it in the safest way possible.
Well, and your agenda obviously looks like it's shifting heavy into the technology. And modernization is going to require that same type of leaning into technologies and innovation, and then integrating these products is going to take the same. Now, this wasn't a setup question, so I don't want you to take it the wrong way. All this new stuff now you got to certify. How are you going to, are you guys equipped to deal with these things that we really haven't had technology roadmaps and FAA involvement in some of the places we've got to go with electric power, with the...
Yeah, so again, I think Mosaic is a bit of a hint or a preview of how we might think about certifying powered lift. Look, there are some devices, some vehicles that are going to be much easier, more conventional, let's say. And then there are going to be devices that are much more complicated in terms of when you think about tilt rotors, and not just two tilt rotors, but maybe eight tilt rotors, mm-hmm. and you think of all the asymmetrical conditions that might be, and how do we test that and make sure that these devices are safe? It does require, you know, a different mindset and how we're going to partner with industry in order to make sure we're comfortable with that. I'm grateful that our DoD partners have been, frankly, ahead of us, looking at these devices as ways to support our troops on the front line and moving munitions and moving troops quickly into areas that are difficult for conventional aircraft to land. So the military's frankly been out in front of this, and we're catching up. But I think the regulations that the team is putting together, which I don't know, we're not weeks, not months away from issuing, I think are really going to unlock that opportunity to finally get this over the goal line.
Do you think it'll be a different approach? I mean, you made the comment about Mosaic was a hint of it. We looked at Mosaic with the introduction of ASTM as part of the pathway to get there from a certification that might make it, I don't want to say easier or simpler, because we want it to be right. That's the most important thing. But different. It'll
well,
be
I think
a different
the philosophy of more performance-driven versus mm-hmm. prescriptive. You know, here are the guardrails, it's got to fit inside this versus if it can perform these elements that we consider critical to safety. And there's a little bit of an issue. Again, we're talking about a hybrid of conventional versus helicopter, you know, in terms of the man-machine interface. So there's a lot of intuitive design going into the interface and the machinery, and how much control are we giving to the flight control management system.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really...
But that probably also will evolve. I mean, start with a system and continue to evolve it as we learn more to
sophistication. You know, we're going to take the learning on MAX, mm-hmm. quite frankly, the learning in our certification process there, where we maybe leaned a little too heavy into ODA. And, you know, I think our team wants to make sure we understand the flight control laws and the man-machine interface as part of the airframe certification.
Brian, I want to thank you for being here. I mean, 9 days into it, to take the effort to get over here is a big deal. I understand the pulls and tugs you must be going through. I think for all of us, we should be encouraged that the whole what's going on from the secretary, the president, and from you is finally we're hearing you're going to do things and get them done.
Hey, and I want to shout out to Congress as well. I mean, $12.5 billion. It's a down payment. Let's be clear. It's mm-hmm. going to take more than that, but we have the resources to get started, and the team at the FAA is getting started. So good news is we've got a strong support from bipartisan support on the Hill to get this done.
And it was mentioned, Congressman Graves and some others mentioned the fact that in the funding, there's not a lot of handcuffs, so you have some latitude as to where you can
Yes, that's historically been one of the challenges. Not only has historic funding been prescriptive, but it's also had an expiration date on it that frankly just wasn't workable. So a lot of past modernization efforts just failed in how the legislation was drafted. But again, I think our legislators have really done an excellent job, both in the Senate and the House, coming together on this $12.5 billion. And I think there's an appetite to do more, but frankly, they want to see us deliver some goods before they put more money into our bank account. And as they should.
Thank you.
Jack, thank you so much.
Those are highlights from the annual Meet the Administrator Forum at AirVenture Oshkosh and Brian Bedford, the brand new head of the FAA. For EAA Radio News, I'm Mike Morgan.